Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who's most to blame for the Eagles' struggles this season? A, the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. B, the general manager, Howie Roseman. C, the head coach, Doug Peterson. D, the starting quarterback, Carson Wentz. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll also get to the bad award. It's like the opposite of game balls. It's negative game balls coming up here this segment. We'll get to that. Doug Peterson, by the way, his press conference in 1 hour. What will Doug have to say next? And I really hope that he is pressed on Jason Peters. What is up, and who made that decision to start that guy? Let's go to the phones. Rasheem's with us. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Hi, Rasheem.
Good. One of the things I noticed is how Nelson Aguilar is having almost like a career year with 18 yards per catch. And it's ironic to me that I finally was able to watch the Colts play. And this is something that John consistently says over, you know, for the last two seasons, of how Frank Wright is putting guys in the position to win. Zach Pascal came from Old Dominion undrafted. Trey Burke undrafted. T.Y. Hilton was a later-round pick, and he's a little bit older. And they have Marcus Johnson, who's on our practice squad. So if you talk about talent, I think coaching, it was a point that John has been making since the beginning of the season. You're absolutely right, because how we played the Giants, the Cowboys, in Cleveland, which is historically bad defenses, and we're not able to produce, but we have higher draft picks than the Colts, who was the 7-3 football team. And I can't point to anything else but coaching. Like I said, Nelson Aguilar is having a great year. He has 6 touchdowns already, and we're just at the halfway point, a little bit over. So, it's a little bit frustrating to me, because I do want to blame Carson Wentz also, because last year when Joe always mentioned that, don't be too excited about what we've seen for the last 4 games when he played bad, you know, against bad competition. This is something that we're seeing again. So I wasn't at the point where scratch everything, but you have to change the quarterback and the coaching staff, because the two examples I gave is something that we're both seeing. And Joe, you're right on everything you're saying. And John, you're right on everything you're saying, because Carson Wentz isn't the quarterback for us. And I'm seeing it over and over again, the stubbornness of the head coach. Like it's frustrating to me. Where nobody's held accountable. That you talk about how when God jumps off sides, you don't have no guys to bring somebody in. That's not an excuse to sit somebody down. Like, I was lost on that. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating.
Frustrating. You got you, Rasheem. Yeah.
A lot of blame.
Yep.
A lot of blame.
Well said.
A lot of poor performance, like right, coaching and playing.
Well, let's get to it then. Let's do what we do. And we'd rather have the bad of the bone award. But when they lose, we got to do the opposite of game balls, the bad award. It's real simple. It's what we do unfortunately, every Monday at this point. All right. John, why don't you have the first shot at it? I mean, there's some really juicy guys to go after. I don't know if you're going to go take one of the main ones or maybe a lesser one, but bad award, what do you got?
I gotta go with the main one. Only 2 quarterbacks in, like, recorded history have had a game – well, that's an exaggeration. A game with 2+ interceptions, 5+ sacks, a fumble, a pick six, and a safety.
Wow.
According to Pro Football Reference, only two quarterbacks have ever done that. In their entire database at Pro Football Reference.
Wow.
Two quarterbacks. Jay Fiedler in 2003 versus the Patriots and Carson Wentz yesterday against the Browns.
That's wild, man.
It is. We thought it is an all-time low. It is the worst we've ever seen him play.
Yes, it
which
is.
Which is saying something.
Seltzer, the bad award. Where are you going today?
Man, a lot of bad to go around. Obviously, I think Carson Wentz the main, you know, bad winner. But I'll throw a couple more. Obviously, Jason Peters, we don't need to say it, like, just bad. I'll give you two defensive players because the defense wasn't the problem yesterday. But Avante Maddox and Jalen Mills are both horrible, horrible football players. Neither should be allowed to play for this team. Avante Maddox got benched for Jalen Mills. They are horrible, horrible football players.
All right, here's where I'm at. So, look, obviously, Carson and Doug, Carson in particular, merits massive talk. And it goes without saying. So I'll just, for the sake of, let's just spread it around a little bit, go with some other guys here. I'm going to start with the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. I think he has created or permitted a culture that I believe has undermined the head coach's authority. And I think it has had very negative ramifications this year within that team's dynamic. In a lot of different ways. Not the least of which is who starts at left tackle and, you know, how much authority the head coach even has to bench the quarterback if he wants to. That's what I believe. I can't prove it. It's what I believe. So I'm going to start with Lurie. I'm also going to go, and it was only one play. Doesn't even technically count as a play. But I'm going to go to Derek Barnett because the game had just begun. The other team had a 3rd-and-9. And Derek Barnett jumped off sides. And you know what? Like, the Browns didn't even ultimately score that drive, but I'm gonna highlight that moment and that player because I am sick and freaking tired of Barnett's dumb play. Don't jump off sides. Don't hit a quarterback late. Don't do something stupid that costs you 15 yards or 5 yards. And it is like every single year with this guy, there's something dumb going on. I know he's an aggressive player. I know he's a physical player. I know he's a guy they say has a high motor and gives you a lot of energy and effort, and that's good. But stop the jumping off sides. Guys, I know it's only one play yesterday. Otherwise, he was probably fine. But I'm tired of Barnett doing – and by the way, Darius Slay dropped what would have been an interception on that very play. Now, it wouldn't have counted, okay? It wouldn't have counted. Because Barnett's offsides nullifies it. But it's like, guys, get it together. The little things. You're not a great team. You're not a good team. But you got to do the little things that are controllable better than other teams to try to beat some of these other teams. And it just, to me, exemplifies his career, which has been a disappointment. Stop stupid play.
There's so much dumb lack non-disciplined
because it goes to the other guys. Malik Jackson jumping off sides, and this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to highlight him because I feel like with him, it's been the most often for the last 4 years. Is that 3 years? Is that a fair statement, John?
No one
has had more. In tennis terms, you'd call it an unforced error. No one has more unforced errors other than Carson, I guess.
It's safe to say he has more unforced errors than sacks.
Yeah.
And he's a defensive end.
Yeah.
He had 3 tackles yesterday. 1 solo. No sacks.
215.
He did block the field goal.
Yes,
nice
he did.
Effort on that play.
I get it. I mean, it might be unfair to single him out, but it to me exemplifies the team. And so it's Barnett by way of the team with 5 or 6 just stupid miscues again yesterday. Doug Peterson at 12:30 today. All ears for what he's got to say. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94. WIP. Hey, you can get involved with the action with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino and add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. So many reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. Their app, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, exclusive always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, they get you your winnings safely and fast. in as little as 24 hours. And right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's right. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. And, of course, as we always have on Monday, another game on tap tonight. Tampa Bay back in action versus Los Angeles, an intriguing NFC matchup. Find the team, find the bet within the game, and get involved with the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. But when you do, make sure you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER. Why? Because it gets you the best deal. That's right. Promo code HAMMER sets you up so you make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000, a spectacular deal. Only when you use promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.